안녕하세요. 회화와 문법을 동시에 공부하는 Everyday English, 뷰의 매일 영어 진행의 이은경입니다. 오늘은 뿌린 대로 거둔다, 자업자득, 인과응보, 영어로 어떻게 표현하는지 살펴보겠습니다. 대화 들어보시죠.
Hi, John. You know, very few people showed up for the charity event.
Honestly, it serves you right for not promoting it more.
I know, but you're not helping.
You have to plan ahead. You can't just expect people to show up on a whim. It really serves you right for not inviting anyone until the last minute.
I guess I was just being lazy about it.
Just remember, if you don't hustle, it serves you right.
제가 미리 홍보를 하지 않아서 자선 행사에 사람들이 별로 오지 않았다고 말했더니 존이 자업자득이라고 말했습니다.
It serves you right. It serves you right for not promoting it more.
더 많이 홍보 안 한 자업자득이죠.
If you don't hustle, it serves you right.
열심히 하지 않으면 뿌린 대로 거두는 겁니다. 자신이 노력한 만큼 거둔다는 표현, 이렇게도 할 수 있습니다.
What goes around comes around. You brought this on yourself. You asked for it. It's what you deserve. You've got no one to blame but yourself. That's what you get. You should have seen this coming. You did this to yourself. It serves you right.
자업자득.
It serves you right.
자, 이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 느린 속도로 들어보겠습니다.
Hi, John. You know, very few people showed up for the charity event.
Honestly, it serves you right for not promoting it more.
I know. But you are not helping.
You have to plan ahead. You can't just expect people to show up on a whim. It really serves you right for not inviting anyone until the last minute.
I guess I was just being lazy about it.
Just remember, if you don't hustle, it serves you right.
대화 해석해 보겠습니다.
Very few people showed up for the charity event.
너무 적은 수의 사람이 자선 행사에 참석했어요.
It serves you right for not promoting it more.
더 많이 홍보 안 한 자업자득입니다.
Plan ahead.
미리 계획하셔야죠.
You can't just expect people to show up on a whim.
사람들이
on a whim.
계획 없이 즉흥적으로 올 거라고 기대하면 안 되죠.
It really serves you right for not inviting people until the last minute.
이것은 정말 마지막까지 사람들을 초대하는 자업자득입니다.
I guess I was just being lazy about it.
내가 게을렀던 것 같아요.
If you don't hustle, it serves you right.
더 현명하게, 빠르게, 열심히 하지 않으면 뿌린 대로 거두는 겁니다.
Hustle.
여기서 hustle은 H-U-S-T-L-E, 목표를 이루기 위해 될 때까지 맹렬히 도전한다는 의미로 쓰였습니다.
If you don't hustle, it serves you right. If you don't put in the effort, you can't expect results. It serves you right.
자업자득.
It serves you right.
이 표현 기억하시면서 오늘의 대화 한 번 더 들어보겠습니다.
You know, very few people showed up for the charity event.
Honestly, it serves you right for not promoting it more.
I know, but you are not helping.
You have to plan ahead. You can't just expect people to show up on a whim. It really serves you right for not inviting anyone until the last minute.
I guess I was just being lazy about it.
Just remember, if you don't hustle, it serves you right.
VOA 매일 영어는 VOA 매일 영어 플러스로 VOA 코리아 유튜브 채널에서 영상으로도 만나실 수 있습니다. 원고를 보기 원하시면 www.voakorea.com을 방문하시면 됩니다. Everyday English, VOA 매일 영어, 오늘은
It serves you right. What goes around, comes around. You brought this on yourself. You asked for it. It serves you right.
뿌린 대로 거둔다는 표현 배웠습니다.